interesting. It's not MacGuffin post-lunch.
No, he had a bit of a scowl on his face when he came down to third man just in front of where we're commentating from, sort of at third man as we look towards the Diglas end from the new Mark, road end.
Did bowl a good spell this morning, Hatchett, I thought.
And he comes now then. He's going to bowl left arm over the wicket, and it's a Yorker first up, and it's dug out by Mitchell, but he had to take one of his feet off the ground in order to allow his bat to come down and play that ball. So a slightly unusual first stroke after lunch. He's on 42, Darryl Mitchell, and you feel this is going to be a crucial afternoon session for him. He got himself in the morning. He's started to progress. He finally got his cover drive through to away to the extra cover boundary from the end that Hatchett's bowling from now. He bowls again, and once again it's a straight bat from Mitchell, but rather playing from the crease, not really getting much of a stride forward, and he's going to want to kick on from that score of 42 this afternoon.
Talk about T20 coming up, Dave. Have you got any big signings down here? Anybody's coming to play?
I got two Kiwis playing. Henry, who's playing the Championship. Well, they're both playing Championship cricket as well.
Hatchett looking for the first wicket of the day for Sussex, and it's onto the hip of Mitchell, and he takes his score onto 43, just deflecting it out into the leg side where Joyce does the fielding, and it's another run to the total and the fourth run since the resumption for Worcestershire.
Did I read Rahman coming in for Sussex? Was I already there?
They've got so Ross Taylor's playing in all formats, yeah. So they'll have Ross playing in the T20, and perhaps the gentleman is a Bangladeshi, Mustafiz is playing. He's a bowler.
Who
did really well in the World Cup, actually.
The slips, Finch and Nash go down as Hatchett bowls, and it beats the bat of Brett D'Oliveira. He was playing slightly back but not really far enough back, and it rose up from a sort of only just short of the length and whiz through into the gloves of Ben Brown.
Good to see some of the Bangladesh lads getting a chance, I think, because Shakib Al Hassan was here for a summer, and he did very well, and a really nice bloke as well. Yeah. But I think they'd have had him back, but couldn't get hold of him.
Here comes Hatchett again, really sprinting in after lunch, and it's played off the back foot more comfortably this time by D'Oliveira. It goes down into the gully region where it finds Machen, who does the fielding, no run. Score remains 113 without loss.
Because they play such a vast amount of one day and T20 cricket, don't they, now, in international cricket. And these guys are playing all around the world. They're full-timers, they're mercenaries now.
Yeah.
Hatchett again, once again, sprinting up to the wicket, and he bowls, and it's played again a little more comfortably by D'Oliveira out into the offside this time. Wells picks up the ball and jumps over the pitch. The score at the end of the 35th over is 113 without loss.